News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
I'm joined by Robert Whelan, Managing Director at Rockwell Financial Management. Robert, a lot of people would look, I assume, would look at back to school costs and say, well, there's not much you can do. You just sort of have to swallow hard and find the money somewhere and get on with it. Not necessarily.
Well, I wouldn't say that, because there is some discretion available. And it's just a question. I always say to people, a certainty should never be an emergency. So if you're finding yourself in August, you knew in February the kids were always going to go back to school unless you figured out some magic way disappeared them for 9 months. I always say don't make it an emergency. But unfortunately, it just comes at an awful pinch point in the year. You've just been on the family holiday. You've had that excess. You've had kids going into camps over the summer. You've had that excess. And then suddenly you get this another bloody bill. And then you go.
And depending on the number of kids, it could be several bloody bills.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, listen, there are supports available. Like, the free book scheme's amazing. So that is great. And some schools require a deposit, but most are pretty reasonable. And I always just say it's just about prioritising.
So if the first thing is to look ahead and make sure that you've started to squirrel away for September, what else? Should you be going through and dividing, sort of triaging the expenditure that you definitely have to make?
A shopping list is a list of things you can buy. A budget is prioritising them. So it's like, and I always say, there's what's compulsory and then there's what is socially compulsory. So that's where you have to have a frank and honest conversation with said child and go, well, I know you really, 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 really want €150 pair of runners, but can we really, really, really just go and get the €80 pair of runners? But sincerely, and you don't have to buy everything at the one. Like, some people just love going, well, there's the year done, all right? But from most people, if you just get the essentials you need out of the way for the first couple of months and then tackle it as you go, the same triage your finances, same as you would any other way.
Do you tell the kids you can't afford it?
I'm a big believer in not putting financial stress onto children, because I just think they can sometimes, some kids can take it on themselves. However, there's nothing wrong with teaching them the benefits of a budget. So you could say, it's not about we can't afford this, it's that we can't afford everything. So it's okay for them to understand, like, you know, the way we have this, we have the car, we have the holidays. The way we manage all of that is we budget. So I don't think it does ever... doesn't do any harm at all for any parent as part of your own parenting to educate your kids about the value of just having a budget and sticking to it.
What about then short-term lending? Because I'm sure people will look at credit card offers and say 0% APR, sure, yeah. It's free money.
Well, it is if you pay it back within 6 months of the 0% APR period. And we've joked before about the likes of Claren and people buying burritos on it. So I'm sure that maybe you may be to do things like that for like school uniforms and stuff like that. At the end of the day, I'm not going to come out here and tell people you got to give up takeaway coffee because your kids just go to school. You just need to just make a budget and stick to it. And if what you have to do, because the kids do need shoes, like if we're really boiling it down to that, right? Well, then if the cost of it is you have to put in the credit card, you have no choice. Just get the best pair of shoes you can, stick them on the card, and then make a commitment to have it paid back as quick as you can and move on. Don't be stressed about it.
Once you get through this year, should you immediately start planning for next? Should you start squirreling away your little fund for next back to school?
Absolutely. Well, usually the good idea is, you know, after you've done something that's been pretty painful, you kind of say to yourself, I don't want to go through that again. So yes, and like, there's loads of these different disciplines in what we do and like sinking funds. And again, I'm not going to get preachy because people are going, oh, well, just stop. I can't be doing that, right? But if September is giving you a huge degree of anxiety and stress, well, then you've either got to know that I'm going to do the whole show again next September, or what I'm going to do is be proactive and go, do you know what? This is the one thing that does drive me nuts. It's like Christmas drives people nuts. So it's the same thing. I am going to have a little sinking fund every month, 20, 30, 40, 50 quid, whatever you can afford, goes into a specific pot so that when the back to school comes, you have a few quid.
Are there any good tricks? Like, is there any way can I get like a numbered account in the Isle of Man and avoid any of the potential taxes and all of this? Or is that still looked askance?
Is crypto still a thing? No, unfortunately, no. The cash machine.
There you go. Now you're sucking diesel. Robert, thank you very much. That is Robert Whelan, who is Managing Director at Rockwell Financial Management. 53106. If you want to get in touch, 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.